All right, Maximus Volin, fifth place on the night, season best so far. Man, take us through it.
Yeah, good day for me. Qualifying was good. Honestly, with the track getting so rough and rutted, it really played into my favor. I really like when it's rough. And, yeah, heat race was good. I got a pretty good jump, was up there, and then got passed by Levi Anstey and got fourth. So I didn't ride the greatest in the heat race. I definitely rode in, you know, tight and a little bit making mistakes everywhere. But I picked it up, cleaned it up for the main. Really was getting into the flow in the main after right before the red flag, actually. So I had all my lines dialed before we red flagged. We red flagged, and I just seen the golden opportunity, to be honest. I'm in eighth. You know, I'm not in the points fight. I'm just trying to get my best result. I got nothing to lose, everything to gain. Yeah. So I just went out there, gave it my all, and came out fifth. It
looked to me like around three quarters that star guys were catching you. They looked like they were making some time, and then you found lines or found something, or they, I don't know, but you gapped them back out. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I had Anstey behind me, and he started closing a little bit once I got into fifth. There's a pretty big gap to fourth, so I was just trying to focus on the guys in front of me. I could hear a star bike, you know, coming closer and closer to me, and I'm like, okay, it's got to be Anstey, and then I'm like, you know, I want it. You know, I'm going to fight for it as much as I can, so I started to sprint the last two laps. Put a gap back on him, and then he settled it in the last lap, so I was able to cruise it in, got fifth.
Yeah, so it was like an effort where you're like, I got to pick this up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, honestly, once I got into that gap, into fifth, I was just moving forward. Like, give me a 20-minute main, I would have been on the box, I think. Yeah. So I was just trying to go forward as much as I could and didn't want to leave any positions on the track, you know?
So you got the two star guys after the staggered start started again. How'd you get them?
It was honestly with the staggered starts, it makes us all close. It's almost like a heat race. So a lot of guys are cutting under each other and trying to block. And I got Thrasher early. He made a mistake in the rhythm, which I kind of – it was crazy. I literally before the start, I'm like, I think he's going to mess up this rhythm because he did it the lap before when I got him. And he did exactly what I thought he was going to do. Made a pass on him, got onto Mumford, passed Mumford, and then actually Daxton and Mumford were battling. Okay. And Dax went to kind of just put pressure on Mumford in corner and kind of went inside and went across the ruts, and then he missed up the rhythm. And I was able to cut down three in and get right by him. Okay. So then, then I just had to focus, get Mumford, and then I had a gap.
Yeah, it was. What about the track tonight? It looked like a fun track to me. Like, Carmichael told me there was less jumps than the year before, and I'm like, what? Like, it looked busy and fun, but, except for the ruts, of course, but.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good track. I enjoyed it. I think it was technical. It was challenging. We had some fast pace, and we had some slow pace, and you know, with the rhythms, how long they were, especially after the start, that was definitely good for me. It's challenging, and I like when it gets rutted and slows down. It really challenges the guy's technique, and for me, I feel like I'm a good technical rider, and then also I have an advantage with the handbrake. You know, I can actually brake and stand through the ruts more than other guys can, so yeah, I love when it's ready. We're going to Indy, which is even going to be worse, so I'm stoked that I'm getting back-to-back weekends to just beat tracks.
You feel like, obviously, it's you know, you're tired of talking about the handbrake, but it's got to be second nature at this point, right? Like, that'd be pretty dialed.
Yeah, honestly, I'm pretty close to the muscle memory, but honestly, after the first two rounds, we had to completely change the system. So I did 3 days on, 1 day off, 3 days on during the break, and we didn't find something till the very last day of riding. So, dude, I came here racing something pretty new. So I was kind of learning it again because I'm back on a regular clutch. So, that's a whole learning curve. Starts were, you know, new, everything. So I had to relearn everything. So, honestly, came here pretty underprepared when it came to comfort, but every time I was on the track, I got better and better. So
I'm guessing the clutch was for the other issues you were having. That's why you went to it.
Yeah, absolutely. We kept burning through the clutches, so we're on a regular clutch system now, and it makes me have to work the double levers a little bit more. But we got a new brake system that is the best I've ever had it. So I can actually slide the brake around. I can charge into corners and be able to stop. And I feel like I'm a lot safer around the other guys too. You know, I'm not just gonna miss my brake or if it goes spongy on me, you know, it's solid, all moto and everything.
Last question for you. Got to feel good to show these guys, hey, man, this is who you signed. You've had good speed, bike issues. It had to feel good right now to be like, yeah, this is me. This is what I can do, guys. I get top five. I get on the podium, you know, that kind of thing. It's got to feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they invested so much into me, and I put in, honestly, so much work. And to be here right now, getting a fifth after where I was at last year around this time is unbelievable. I can't believe I've come this far and have gotten this feedback, especially learning a whole new system on the bike, and to be where I'm at now is really unbelievable to think about. So I'm happy where I'm at. I've got a base to build off of now. The only way I can go is forward, so that's what I'm going to do.
All right, well, good job, man. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, man.
Yeah.